The Eucharist is a gift. If I think about the Gospel of John, where we hear about the Samaritan woman, and Jesus says to the Samaritan woman, if you knew the gift, and you have come here to enjoy the blessing and celebrate the gift. And we all have stories to tell on how Jesus has touched us. And today I'd like to share my story. In the fourth chapter of John's Gospel, after encountering the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus told his disciples, "My food is to do the will of the Father who sent me and to finish his work." Jesus knew his mission, and through his Holy Spirit, he has given us a mission to all of us. We are sent to be Eucharist to others. A number of years ago, there were Siamese twins, or conjoined twins, who were born in Colorado. They were born with only one heart. The doctors told the parents to take their children home and love them. The parents had no idea how long the children would live, but they treasured them. After hearing this, I was inspired to pray for the babies and their parents. I prayed for them for many months, and that prayer became an intercessory song. However, the song eventually evolved into a heartfelt prayer for me. And this is the chorus. Give me a heart of flesh, not stone. Mine has no form to live on my own. Give me a heart for love alone, to share this love within my home. Give me a heart that feels your pain and reaches out to the sick and the lame. Give me a heart, open treasure's door. Let me see all life, your tender touch that lights my way, with joy imparts a gift for those with an empty heart. Give me a heart to serve your name as I sing of your blessings with songs of praise. This song continues to echo within me. One day, as I was driving past a church near my children's school, I saw parishioners headed in for Mass. So I stopped, parked, and joined them. It was the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. As the priest raised the Eucharistic Lord before communion, he said, "Heart of Jesus." At that moment, I remembered the account of the Eucharistic miracle at Lanciano and realized the Lord had always heard my prayer and had been giving me his heart throughout my lifetime. In the Lanciano miracle of the 8th century, the bread and wine became literally flesh and blood during the consecration at the Mass. And upon scientific testing in 1970, the bread turned flesh was found to be heart muscle. With the priest's words at Eucharist, I realized that Jesus truly gives me his heart to go out, to love others, and to serve the Father's will. Jesus sacrificed his life to give each of us a new heart, and he calls us to be Eucharist to each other. That is our mission forever and for all. In The Eye of the Storm, Max Licato wrote, "Faith begins when you see God on the mountain and you are in the valley, and you know that you're too weak to make the climb, and you see what you need, and you see what you have, and what you have isn't enough to accomplish anything. But Jesus comes in Eucharist, and that is enough. With his heart, you can do anything and everything.